On USC DornSife Week, predicting earthquakes can save many lives. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sylvain Barbot, associate professor of earth sciences, identifies one region that needs to prepare for another tremor.
My colleagues and I examined the earthquakes that struck eastern Turkey on February 6, 2023, that resulted in the loss of over 50,000 lives and the collapse of more than 100,000 structures. Using remote sensing techniques, we precisely mapped the area of the rupture along the fault and at great depth. What we found really puzzled us. A section of the fault displays an intriguing characteristic. It remained unbroken and locked, indicating a buildup of forces that could potentially unleash yet another destructive earthquake. The seismic crisis in Turkey really isn't over. Our study revealed where the next major earthquake may happen, including the probable epicenter, estimated strength, and the areas most susceptible to damage. It didn't reveal, however, when it will occur. Nevertheless, the population residing in this region needs to be prepared for an earthquake of magnitude 6.8. In addition, the scientific community can take advantage of this impending seismic event to conduct a monitoring experiment. By closely observing how an earthquake initiates and concludes, we hope to enhance our understanding of these geological phenomena. Seismic events of such magnitude result from the gradual shifting and slipping of tectonic plates. Over the span of decades and even centuries, these plates accumulate energy as they press against one another. Eventually, the release of this pent-up energy manifests itself as seismic waves traveling through the Earth's crust.
That was Sylvain Barbot of the University of Southern California, DornSife. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.